have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. The rain has finally gone for a minute in California. So we'll see what happens. It's supposed to be nice and beautiful sunny days again for a while. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question. This week's biblical question is the first one for the year of 2026, and it's a doozy. It is a doozy, and it's only for those who want to overcome, truly want to have life, real life. Those who do not love their misery, those who do not love their anger and fear and doubt and jealousy and envy and strife, loneliness, false identities, thoughts, resentments, those who want to overcome, it's for those people. It is not for everyone. So, for those who want to overcome, what's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What is the difference between animal nature and human nature? It is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't watch the show, you can podcast. You know you can podcast. But you can also still listen to the show as it is happening, no matter what you're doing, whether you're out and about ramming your car or truck against ice, trying to stop the law enforcement from doing their job and getting a false system of rights from it, whether you're out working out, walking, running, or jogging, or whatever, or just plain old taking your children to a public school because you don't love them at all and you'd rather get your ego feeling at work. And so you say, oh, raising the children, they don't appreciate it. I need some ego thrills. I'll go to work and they'll tell me how wonderful I am at work and they'll give me a plaque and I'll get rewarded for it. You still can be listening to the show on your phone. And then when you get home, podcast, so you can see the rest. But you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 3831. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Oh, I forgot to tell my experts I want them into the studio. I have a question for my experts right in a minute. As soon as we get rolling, I have a question for the experts. But for now, it's Friday. And Friday is like a laid-back, relaxed day. No particular topic. It's whatever's on your mind. You can get it off your chest. Whatever's on your mind, it doesn't matter what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Well, for the first time tonight, the state is responding to a viral video alleging more fraud in Minnesota, this time daycare fraud.
So this is Quality Learning Center.
So that's coming to America.
Is that coming to America?
Yeah, so it's coming.
Wait, is this going to be
one day time? America will become a Muslim state, a Muslim country.
Really?
Tell Trump.
Girl, say you fucking come.
We need a leader.
What a mess talking about need a leader. If ever we need a leader, Lord, we need you now. Amazing. Get it off your chest Friday. So I have a question for my experts. My experts are here. To my far left and your far right is Hake, the host of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report. And he's also an expert here on Jesse Lee Peterson. And to my right and your left, my producer, the producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and an expert here on JesseLeePeterson.com. And to my far right and your far left, the host of the American Anchor Baby. That's not the American Anchor Baby.
What's up? You're sitting against the wall.
The host of the American Anchor Baby and an expert here on the show. And to my far right, the host of Punchy TV and an expert here on JesseLeePeterson.com, Kurt. Amazing. So I have a question. And whoever want to jump in first can and respond to this question. And I was thinking about it because this week, in counseling, I nearly heard almost every day in counseling. And I want to comment on it. But first, and I've heard this all of my life, but I have not heard it being explained what it meant. So have you guys heard the phrase, "He who endures to the end shall be saved"? Anybody ever heard that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. What does it mean? Let's do it with you first, Hake.
That means all of your life.
All my life. What?
You must endure.
Endure what?
Trial, temptation.
I wanted the exact.
He looking at
I wanted the scripture. I wanted okay. It's Matthew 24:13.
Okay.
Trials of many kinds.
Okay. You seem uncertain.
Next.
What does it mean, Derek? You've heard it before, right?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Yeah. What does it mean?
He that keeps the faith, and by keeping the faith, doing the work that's been called upon us, praying every day, repenting, and doing the best, in fact, rejecting the devil, I'd say, to the best of our ability, while leaning on God, basically. And that is something that we must do every day. We can't stop.
And we have to endure that for the rest of our life?
For the rest of our lives.
Okay.
We have to suffer until the end.
And when you say to keep the faith, how do you keep a faith?
You keep the faith by looking at what Jesus teach while he was here. And you do what he says to do. To love others. To pray. And there are a lot of other things, but respect the who watches over you, which will be your bishop, is what I'm learning.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What does it mean, hey, anchor baby? He who endures to the end shall be saved.
I got to say, I mean, I've heard it. Heard it growing up, I think. It's like a Christian thing, no?
Yeah.
So I definitely heard it.
It's not Catholic, for sure.
One of, Catholics say enduring. You're starting to fight. You know, growing up, I think I might have thought about it a bit growing up. I think I used to think enduring was just like taking like a bad situation and stuff like that. Physically enduring, like in a run or something. You know, I think about it maybe a little differently now. But I guess endure all things. Endure all things that need to be endured. You know how, like, you don't want to do certain things? It might be different for everybody. That's what I think to endure. What is it that I have to endure? Here's an easy answer. Endure all things that need to be endured. Cop out. Right? You'll know it when you feel it.
Oh, what does it mean? Thank you, Anchorman. Kurt. Mm-hmm.
To endure all things.
He who endures to the end shall be saved. What does that mean? You've heard of that growing up, right?
Not really growing up. Not more till recently, till I started on my own journey.
Well, okay.
But I think it means you got to go through hell to get to heaven. You have to endure hell, and on the other side is heaven.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. What I realized deeply that it means, and to add to what you guys have said, this week I counseled with several guys who had made children with either their wives or out of wedlock children. And these guys, eventually the woman break up with them or they break up with her, and she tried to take the children, go to court and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. And then she would sometimes move away, either from the state or definitely from the guy, and to keep the children away from him. And what I noticed is that the guys, because they really want to be with their children really bad, they would sometimes move away from one state to wherever she moved. And then I noticed that they catered to the woman. they try to do everything they can to please her in hopes that she would and hope that she would let him see his children. I mean, some of the stuff that they do for these women in hope that she would let them see their children, and then the woman still won't do it. And if she doesn't, she wants to be supervised, him to be supervised. She put on all these restrictions on him. He moved to the state. He, in some cases, get rid of his own home to move away and then still catch hell. What would you suggest that a guy do in that situation? Because he really wants to see his children. What would you suggest? If you were walking down the road and some guy said, you know what, Derek, I'm moving away to my baby mama, the mother to my children, moved away, and now I'm going to move to there, too, because I really want to see my children. What would you suggest?
Well, first, I definitely tell him not to go around America following this woman. I would tell him to stop chasing her and start looking within yourself, start really seeking God. And that's if he follows Christ. Now, if he doesn't, then I'd probably address it a little different.
But what about his children?
But
if he's not following Christ, what would you say?
Right. If he wasn't following Christ, I'd definitely just tell him, stop following this woman. That's the first thing. And be a man. And
but what about his children?
Stay where you are. Do what you have to do.
But he wants to see his children.
I'd also tell him you have to let him go because, you know, the house is already separated. The house is pretty much destroyed. Now, the thing you've got to do is just stay stoic at this point. Be someone that your children can look up to. Would you want your children looking up to a man who simps over a woman?
But he doesn't want his children to go through what he had to go through when he was growing up. And I hear this all the time from guys around the world.
Mm-hmm. Meaning like not having a father?
Their mother from,
not having a father in their life?
And they try to prevent the mother from destroying their children.
Yeah, you would
and
just have
to think that by not being there, she's going to destroy them.
Well, you just have to tell them it's already happened. Your children are in that situation, and this is the case.
What would you advise? Hey, if you're walking down the white road.
I would say let it go because you're not doing right by yourself, by the woman, or by the kids running around like a chicken with your head cut off to try to appease and manipulate the manipulative woman who's doing this. And because you're sacrificing what's right for your intentions of not messing up your kids the way that you were messed up or whatever. I think it's a really bad mistake to have intentions going into any relationship or towards what you want for your kids. A lot of times, for example, I knew a man who his mother yelled at his younger siblings especially, and he really hated that.
Yeah.
And so he made it his intention not to allow his wife to do that to his kids. If anything, he would be the bad guy, you know, with the temper. And so he protected his wife from looking like the bad guy.
Wow.
And so it was just it was a mistake to have that type of intention. And I know another guy who was like, oh, I want to do right by any girl that I ever get with. And it's just a dumb idea. It's not, you're thinking that it's godly, but it's not. It's a it's playing God, really.
Amazing. What would you say to a man if you're walking down the Mexican road, Anchor Baby, and you ran into another Mexican? And he, like, oh, Anchor Baby, my wife took my children away. Mm-hmm. She moved to another state or something, and she don't want me to see them, but I believe she'll get better. I'm going to go to that state, move too. What would you say?
I would tell them that your kid is going to get a whole bunch of stuff from the world. They're going to get sweets, attention. They're going to go to their games. They're going to get all this so-called stuff from the world. But the one thing that that will be rare is a true example of enduring. So I tell him that this is the very thing that he's supposed to endure.
But my kid's going to think I don't love them if I'm not there.
They already think that. They're already gone. They're already separated. And this desire you have for the kids is its own prison. It's like, and it, will it even help them to be, I need to be next to them, or I need to do this or that. Now you got to focus on you. Will it, and being able to endure this would be, I think, in my opinion, a much better example than anything else they're going to get. Because they're going to get all that. They're going to get all the attention, and they're going to get all that.
Amazing.
He's got to endure this desire for the kids. I don't know how to put it.
What would you say, Kurt, if you were walking down another white road? Oh, hey, now hold on, Kurt. Did I see your hand?
You did.
You're not in the classroom.
I know, but anyway, you don't want to feed evil by reacting to evil. There's a woman will do a crazy thing, or anybody will say or do a crazy thing. And when you react to it, you're feeding it, and you're feeding the evil in them and you to go more and more extreme. For the most part, a kid is going to be fine. Kids are pretty hardy. They can endure all kinds of evil stuff. They'll come out messed up like you and the woman and everybody else, but they'll be fine. But when you feed into it, they're going to do more and more extreme things, and it could end up killing the kids or killing you or kill the woman or all kinds of, I'm going to murder, but there's all kinds of evil things that happen when you try to interact and just to be around the kid.
And what would you say, Kurt, walking down the white road?
If they took my kids from me?
Yeah. Oh, there. I mean, Kurt, my mother children took my kids away. She moved to another state, or she moved, and I'm going to move. So I really want to be with my children. And what would you say?
I would say, tell her, give me back my kids. What's wrong with you? Give me my kids back. And if she's like, oh, no, and she steals them. If she's really, you know, hard on it, she steals them from you and she goes to another state. I mean, you can't hunt her down forever for your kids. So, and you're just, it's a whole big mess. So at that point, you know, you kind of have to let them go.
But should I move to that state so I can see my children?
I would.
I think
do all
if
that.
I get closer to them, she'll let me see them.
That's mama. That's crazy.
Should I move to the state?
You don't have to.
Should I?
Hey, no chewing gum on Mike.
Who's
chewing gum?
Me. Doxed.
Are you chewing gum?
Yeah.
Like a cow.
I forgot to take it out.
You look like
earlier.
A cow. Do your English teacher tell you don't chew?
Well, looking
gum?
Like a cow is not as bad
but
as sounding like a cow on real close to the mic.
But then your teacher tell you not to chew gum in public.
Yeah, but I did anyways.
Now you're a grown man on camera chewing gum. You should have listened to your teacher. But go ahead.
What was the question then? I said, give me back my kids. What's wrong with you, woman? Those are my kids.
Okay.
You know what? You know the core reason why you don't move, why it would be wrong for the man to move in that situation?
Why?
It's because at the core, you're playing her game. And she's backed up by the government. She's backed up by the state. And the whole thing is it's not that you're losing the kids in a sense. It's just that this woman is in the way. It's not like the kids hate you or were born like that. It's just this woman's in the way, and she's backed up by the state and all that. So if you go and play her game, you'll always lose. I think that's in the Bible somewhere. You're supposed to not You're supposed to not play the devil's game or something like that. You're not, you'll always lose.
Should a man give up his children and just forget about them and move on there?
Like, become a, like, pretty much, essentially.
Yes or no?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yes.
He should forget about his children and move on.
Yeah, because look, what I'm talking about is being this example. What's the one, like, imagine, like, you could get all these things from your dad, like, oh, stuff and attention, but imagine, like, when you think about your dad, you think, oh, he's weak, or you think, when you think about your dad, you think, but when you think about your dad, and he was a good example, strong example, this is part of it. If you go in
you're
all
week.
You're
not going to know that growing up, though.
Nope. I doubt you will.
So you
But you still got to do the right thing.
So you said, yeah, he should just forget about him and move on?
Basically.
Did you ever mean those sweet things?
He might think about him. He might call. He might send a letter, maybe.
He should call him and send a letter or something?
Maybe one day. But pretty much forget about him.
So you should forget about him?
Yeah.
What do you say, Kurt? Should he forget about those his children and move on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
And you say yes, why?
Well, why just keep worrying about it? And she's just going to bring you deeper into hell if you try to step foot, you know, close to your own children. She'll use them against you. So there's really, yeah, you just got to give it up.
Okay. What do you say, Derek? Should he forget about his children and move on? Don't call them, don't try to contact them. Don't try to convince the woman anymore. Should he just forget about them?
Definitely not.
Why not?
For one, those are his kids that he's been given by God to guide through the world. So to say no
but he's not
to that responsibility.
She won't let him guide him. And the court is on her side.
Yeah, I understand that. She's making it hard for him, but he can still do whatever he can
like
to
what?
Be in their lives.
Like what?
Always seek communication with the wife and see if you
but
guys
she
can.
She won't communicate.
If anything, I just leave
She'll
the door
communicate
open for
if
communication.
It's gonna profit her.
Yeah, I'd just leave the door open for communication and also do what I can to see my kids as long as they know that I'm putting forth an effort.
Okay.
I think that's what's most important. And, yeah, that's pretty much that.
Should he forget about the children after realizing that she's going to not let him see him and move on?
Definitely.
And why you say definitely?
Because then you're not feeding her ego. Because when you're chasing her, she loves, hates that. And that you're only encouraging her. And I noticed that my relationships with the gals improves when I don't chase them. When I don't, you know, I forget them, basically. And then it's
well,
not that she's ever going to come back necessarily, but you have a better chance forgetting them.
But he doesn't want her back for her. I'm asking.
I know, but I'm talking about for the kids' sake, too.
Oh, he should just forget about his children. Don't try to contact them or anything anymore. Move on.
Right.
Okay.
As long as they're under her.
I disagree.
Why?
To say, hey, I'm done with my kids. And you mean don't contact.
Right.
You mean in like.
No more contact.
And this could go on for a
move
decade.
On.
You'd be okay with this going on for 2 decades.
Right.
No communication.
Right.
Yeah, I disagree.
Why?
Right after this break, I guess.
And the thing is, the kids are going to judge, and they're so petty in the way that they judge like that.
Let me take a break. Back in a moment. We'll get to your calls, too. Did you ever mean those sweet things? Check out my book, Parental Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Welcome back. Good morning. It's Friday already, December 9th, I believe. That's amazing, 2026. Couple announcements. Number one, the Hate Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after this show, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, and after the Hate Report, a brand new episode of The Fallen State TV. I had an amazing, very interesting discussion with George Reister III. And George is a former NFL player and the host of the Unfair Show. Watch this. Huh? What's the title of the show?
Unafraid.
Oh, yeah. Unafraid. My bad. He black. Unafraid. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does she obey you?
That's not the dynamic of our relationship. She's an educated woman, too.
Oh my God. Would you want some woman on your football team?
If she's the best person to make me win football games, I do not care.
Really?
Like, no.
Does your mama know you think this way?
Yeah.
Your father knows it?
Absolutely.
What the? You speak very well and you're black.
Black men are well-read.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. You can support the fallenstate.tv right there on YouTube by becoming a member, or just leepeterson.locals.com. I appreciate it. And then after that, flying high, not off fentanyl, not off pot, but natural energy given to him by God. The American Anchor Baby, right after the fallenstate.tv. And you don't want to miss it. He's flying high. And he's not a DEI pilot. He's a Google pilot. He learned to fly by Google. Google, whatever. Amazing. And then fellowship on Sunday. Everyone is invited. Everybody and their mama, we have the best fellowship ever. If you're in town, in the L.A. area, anywhere surrounding, come on down. If not, you can watch it live on the YouTube channel there by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church, or, oh, that's it. The meeting starts at 11. Doors open at 10:30, and meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And they are amazing. And this year, our theme is endure, endurance. Endure to the end. Amazing. So, real fast, I forgot where I left off. Oh, go ahead.
Well, he was talking, but I was talking too.
Yeah.
And there's I have two thoughts in addition to.
Should the father.
Yes.
Yeah, should he just be done with the children and forget about them?
Yeah, because she's taking them away from him. She's already. You already messed up when your evil self got with her evil self. And that's when the kids got messed up before they were even born. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was something else, but I forget now. And it'll come to me.
And basically the reason is, oh man, I had it too. Because she's got, look, her whole purpose is to destroy those kids to get to you. So if you play her game, you're playing along with the destruction of the kids. I think that. Oh, I think I remember what I was thinking about the Bible. Like something about splitting the baby in half. Is that in the Bible, or is that like the Greeks or Romans or something?
No, that was Solomon when two women, one was a real mother, one was a fake mother, pretending to be the mother, and they were arguing over the baby. And he's like, "Well, fine, I'll cut the baby in half, and each of you can get half."
That's and literally insane.
The stubborn, angry fake mother was like, "Yeah, fine," and then the other one was like, "No, give it to her."
Did she steal the baby from the hospital?
And then Solomon gave the real mother the baby. Because he was the wisest man on earth.
Amazing. Where's Solomon now?
In heaven,
he
maybe.
He wasn't that wise. He did. But Derek, you said he should not.
Yeah, no, he definitely should.
Stop all communication. He should not.
Oh. Yeah, he definitely shouldn't. He raised his hand. I got to respect that.
Right.
Elder.
One of the things one of my favorite things about my dad, who was there, was that he was barely there. The best thing about fathers is they're pretty much hands off. They let you raise yourself, and whereas other people who don't have their fathers, they have this emotional imagination idea about what a father should be. Oh, we should come to my games, dumb stuff like that. Play catch with me.
And you were saying, Derek?
I'd say no. You should definitely continue to pursue your children, but watch yourself as you're doing it. Don't overdo it for sure. If you see if you're jumping through every hoop, I wouldn't jump through every hoop, but I would also accept that.
Would you jump through one hoop?
It depends on what you define as a hoop. And what I'm saying is.
Hoop and Holland.
Hoop and Holland. What I'm saying is you've got to lay in this bed that you've made. You've decided to sleep with this evil Jezebel woman. So you've got to deal with the repercussions, you know. Sometimes you've got to, if you're staying in the state that you're in, you've got to buy plane tickets and have your kids come and see you. Are they going to cost them the thousands? Sometimes. Well, in an extreme case like that, you've just got to do what you can and just, you know, you just got to catch the fruit that drops, you know. If she decides to give you visitation, hey, you've got to cherish those hours, those days, or whatever. So it's just you've got to suffer the consequences of your actions, essentially. So, but I think the reason I'm saying that is because I just know people who grew up without a father and the way that they carry themselves emotionally and spiritually is just, I wouldn't want that on a lot of people. So as long as they see that their father is pursuing them and wants to be in their lives, kind of like it reflects how God is with us. It's like he's very patient. He wants us, but, you know, in this case, the mother.
God don't pursue us.
Yes, I'd say he is.
Why?
The door is always open to salvation.
He leads the door open, but it doesn't pursue you.
He's always chasing after you. He's always for you. I'd say that he definitely is.
God does not chase you.
He definitely will.
He'll leave you right in your hell.
Yeah, he'll leave you there.
He won't tell you to come out or anything.
He'll leave you there. He will never leave you alone. I'd say that.
Yes, he will.
He'll never leave you alone.
Yes, he will.
Unless you decide you want to be separate from him, he'll respect that decision, but he'll never leave you alone. I'm telling you, there's scripture to back that up, but he'll never leave you.
God said, be still and know I'm God. And that's all I ever had to do was I saw my dad working. I'm like, nice. He was always working. And that was all I needed.
Yep. Okay.
Just a nice little example.
And, we were. Oh, yeah.
And then this.
Your hand.
Oh, yeah. No. That's right.
Fathers are always trying and trying and trying, and they never appreciate it. It's even worse. It just makes it worse.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
Teacher. I'm just kidding. we were talking.
Oh. Sorry.
Let them have it.
Respect your elders.
Sometimes the easy, obvious solution is the right solution, the easiest solution, but it's not easy emotionally because you have that evil mama emotional spirit. But the easiest and right answer is to let it go. It's the simplest solution.
Okay. Before you answer, Derek, too, it's like it's not every situation, but I've been growing up that energy of a kid I knew and kind of knowing their situation, and the father was, there's a separation or something, and the energy of their father being just a weakness. There's something like you could almost, I didn't even know the C word back then, which you guys are thinking, what's the C word? And I'm pointing at, hey, what are you guys talking about? Like the husbands.
I
who,
have no idea.
Weak husbands who let their wives be with other people.
See you.
There was that energy.
Somebody who surrenders his.
You could. I have been around kids whose fathers, and that energy was there. I'm just saying. I'm sure that that was pretty toxic for them.
Yeah, yeah. A kid doesn't want to see his father pursuing and striving to see them, because God said to stop striving. Be still literally means cease striving.
Okay. Yeah, you were saying something there.
I was saying, sorry, kind of thinking now, but I was just wrap it up. I'd just say you should definitely continue to, I don't want to say seek, because the thing is you don't want to put your kids above God. So put God first and continue to pursue your children. I'd say that. Because kids that grow up without a father, their lifestyles are, life is a lot tougher for those kids. I'd say that for sure. And I know that because I know kids who grew up without a father, and they're in some dark places right now. So the importance of a father, or at least, and also the people that I know, their fathers don't pursue them. So they feel some type of way about that. And I understand that we should watch our emotions, but they have no comprehension of what it is to even watch themselves, because they didn't have a father to lead them, and maybe somebody else will come along the way to teach them. But the point is just, I think you should continue to pursue your children. It is what it is, because you slept with the Jezebel. You got to suffer the consequences.
Kurt, but she may change her mind and let me see him if I keep trying. You would say to them what?
If she said
she might change her mind.
Who said that? She said that or someone
That's
else?
That's what the father is thinking.
Oh.
She might change her mind
now,
and allow me to see them.
Well, now, I'm not doing that type of thinking. Right. Just to be clear. I'm not doing that type of thinking. Oh, maybe if I send her this amount.
I was just trying to clarify. Why
to,
you think you?
That's it. No, because somebody could interpret it as, oh, this is Derek's position. No, that's not my position, because that'd be a hoop that I wouldn't jump through. That's not that type of thinking.
Oh, about she might change her mind?
Right. She might change her mind if I do this. If I send a high seed or something.
Would change your mind.
If I do all this and that. Like, no.
You were about to say, Kurt.
Well, first of all, what did you say about the...
She might change her mind. And so if I'm near the kids, I'll be able to see her because she may change her mind.
That's just stupid thinking. That's the devil talking to him, saying she's going to change her mind. No, she set out to destroy you. If she's using your kids against you like that, she is set out to destroy you.
Okay. Amazing. Well, because of time, I hide into the fathers out there around the world, because I'm telling you, I hear this every week. at least in one or two other council sessions, I highly recommend that if you were a woman, you made babies with her, whether it's your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, that you, if she's giving you any problem at all of seeing your child, you need to drop it, forget it, and move on. Don't pursue her. Don't pursue the kids, because you will be destroyed. And when you pursue it, the woman is going to use you for herself. She's going to make you spend extra money on her. She's going to make you waste money traveling, going back and forward. She's going to want your car or something. And she's going to take advantage of it. And you're going to do it thinking that you're going to get a chance to see your kids. If you have lost your children to the mother of your children, I highly recommend you move on. You made children with the wrong woman. You made children with the devil. And she's never going to change. It ain't going to change. And the reason that you think it's going to change because you listen to your thoughts. And those thoughts are telling you, well, if you move closer to her, or if you give her this, or if you do that, she might change her mind. It ain't going to happen. You listen to the devil. And you should not want to be with your children. Don't want to be with them. Because whatever you want for, you made that your God. And you would do anything for it. You do anything to try to get it. You should want for nothing. You should only love God with all your heart, soul, and might first. With nothing or no, along with nothing or no one else. But love God, and then pick up your cross and walk. Meaning pick up your ego, follow Christ so that you can die from the ego. And those who die from the ego, enduring the death of the ego, you shall be saved. But if you want anything or anyone more than you want what's right, you should only want the truth, nothing else. And the reason you guys are chasing me, well, I did the same thing with trying to get my son. And I didn't know it better at the time, but I learned. And if you want for, because it's painful when you really know that you're not going to see your children anymore, or it's going to be made difficult. So you go into an ego pain, and you start listening to the devil, and you think your pain is real. And the woman, you make a fool out of yourself trying to see the kids. If she take them away and the courts have supported it, or even if they're not, you made children with the devil, the daughter of the devil. And so move on. Forget about it. Don't even think about them. Just go back to working on yourself. Go back to the truth and let the truth work on your behalf. And the truth will take care of you. Maybe one day, out of nowhere, something can change. But don't love the truth because you're hoping for that. You love the truth because you want to come out of your hell. Stop chasing these children behind this woman because you are wasting your time. And it's all ego anyway. So don't chase them. And don't listen to thoughts about it. Because they'll tell you to do these stupid things and you end up doing some crazy stuff. And you still don't see your children. You got to know that if you made a baby with a woman that is holding your children back, that's an evil woman. She's never going to change. Ain't nothing you can do to make her change. Her heart is wicked. And she doesn't love the children. She doesn't love you. And she doesn't even love herself. And you're giving her a thrill by pursuing the children or her or anything. Don't move to another state because she moved there thinking that somehow or another you're going to see your children. It ain't going to work. Don't want for anything. All right? You're not supposed to want for anything in life because you make that your God. You could want for money and you find yourself robbing a bank or stealing it from someone or something. Don't want for anything. let them go and endure, and you shall be saved. Work on yourself. All right. What do you think about that, Derek?
It just went off. What do you think? I see where you're coming from. I'd say I'm not, and I just have to clarify my position because I see comments saying, oh, yeah, he's backtracking.
You see comments?
Yeah, I was just looking at comments. But
y'all be like looking at comments while you're talking?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes, just to see.
How do you communicate and think about comments? I don't even be thinking about comments when I'm communicating.
I get done with my position, I just read comments. That's all.
I hear when people call into the show, they're like looking at the comments.
Yeah.
As they're trying to communicate on the show. Amazing.
Oh, I only do that because.
But go ahead.
Because it's just a teaching or learning moment. So all I'm saying is leave the door open. That's all I'm saying is.
Prove to the comments that you're not changing.
Well, just to clarify, because if I don't get the message across, it's, you know, there's no point. But just to clarify, I'm just saying leave the door open and don't play her games. Because what you were talking about, moving to the same state that she's in, you're just playing her game.
I wouldn't even get on an airplane and travel over there.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, in that situation, I don't know if, let's say in this scenario, there's school and I only get the weekend. I might go out there, get a hotel room, go see him.
That's too much money wasted.
I mean, money is money. You can always get some more.
Nah, we going to rob the bank.
Yeah, you don't have to rob banks. 25 or 26 now. But
what are you going to get? You going to join the child care program? Under government, and then like you got a child school.
Now, also, it just depends on where you are financially, because the guys off, they can just, you know, they can just move around and get a house right next to her, you know, sabotage the woman, you know.
Last word.
You're right. Let it go.
Last word.
Worship God. That's it.
Last word.
I changed my mind. Not even a letter, actually.
Did you?
Oh, my gosh.
I realized from this conversation that not even a letter. You got to, like, let go.
Bro.
And maybe, you know.
Send your kids a letter,
man. You're playing a little bit with the devil.
Playing with the devil.
Last word.
Yeah, let it go. If they want to see you, they'll find a way.
The Christians sing, I shall not be moved, like the tree that's planted by the water.
I should not be moved.
You shouldn't be moved by her games.
But
love your kids.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water. Lord, I shall not be moved.
When I come back, your phone calls, folks, I'm going right to your calls. I got to take a break. Hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Hey, I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Open lines right here. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Oh,
a whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. There was another shooting. There's been a couple of shootings by ICE, purportedly. Not necessarily ICE, but Customs and Border Protection or ICE or whatever. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Portland, Oregon. Two far-left liberal, off-the-deep-end extremist, pro-illegal alien and meddler. Obviously in the wrong people, sets of people, and or cities full of people. And then two seemingly justified shootings based on what we know so far. And the anti-government protests are spreading. Riots, really, seemingly. I'm seeing fires in Iran. I don't like to see that, but I don't know. And there are new White House expansion plans, so get ready. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday. You can call in, although the lines are full right now. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case one opens up. Whether you're young or old, agree or disagree, you're welcome to call in to the Jason Lee Peterson Show as well as to the Haik Report and American Anchor Baby. All three shows happening today in addition to the Fallen State, which would be very cool. And you can also super chat, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk for the Jason Lee Peterson coffees, or on YouTube, wherever you prefer, Rumble, DLive, etc., pill.net. And we will get to your super chats and more great stories. It is Haik News, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting a series of upcoming state races in the United States, political races, that is, could shape the two final years of our greatest president, Trump's presidency, and offer a glimpse of what politics after him could look like. Two American, so-called American, cities, they don't look like America anymore, are on edge after separate shootings involving federal immigration agents this week in Minneapolis. Immigration tensions on the rise, demonstrations flaring, communist riots, really. After an ICE officer shot and killed a 37-year-old U.S. citizen meddler gal on Wednesday, with protesters demanding the Trump administration end their immigration crackdown in the city, which makes no sense. The White on the Inside White House, meanwhile, defending the actions of the ICE agent involved. He appeared to be justified based on people's review of all available footage. Appeared to be quite justified. The woman, quite unjustified in her actions. In the separate incident, a so-called married couple, illegals, both of them, we think, maybe both involved in prostitution and Tren de Aragua gang, so they say, in Portland, Oregon, shot by Border Patrol agents on Thursday. And by the way, Portland, Oregon is pretty far from the southern border. It's up halfway, more than halfway up towards Canada. And they're allowed to go everywhere, these illegals, degenerate. The law enforcement agent official said the agents were conducting a traffic stop and fired when the suspects attempted to run them over. Portland's mayor has called on ICE to suspend operations in the city until the shooting is fully investigated, which also makes zero sense. Lawmakers are pushing to limit the powers of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, in Venezuela, as uncertainty mounts over his next steps in the deepening conflict. Thursday, a handful of so-called Republicans joined the demon rats, I call them, Democrats, to advance a resolution that would limit future U.S. military force in Venezuela without congressional approval. The final resolution not guaranteed to pass, but the vote deals a symbolic rebuke to the president. It comes just days after the Trump administration launched a strike on Venezuela and captured the so-called president, Nicolas Maduro, without the approval of Congress. It was a police action. Very nice. And Iran's internet is blacked out. Iran was hit with a nationwide internet blackout on Thursday. By who? As mass anti-government protests spread and anger, riots really, anger over economic hardship and security crackdowns. Authorities shut down the internet access. So Iran itself shut down Iran's internet and phone lines shortly after protests erupted in Tehran and other major cities. It didn't immediately stop videos from those demonstrators, but I'm James Haik, now JLP, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, what's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What is the difference between animal nature and human nature? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, if you got to move about, you just can't sit and watch the show right now, you can podcast, but you can still listen to it live as it is happening on your phone, no matter where you are, anywhere in the world. You can listen on your phone. And then when you get home or wherever you're going, you can watch it too. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. We're going to get to all your super chats as well. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. It is truly. It is not physical. It's spiritual. And as soon as you can really see that for yourself, the sooner you will be free. You'll be free. But as long as you think it's physical, you will be enslaved. It's amazing. And what's also amazing, it is Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday. It's a easy day, no special topic. But it is Express Yourself Friday. Whatever's on your mind, right? It is get it off your chest Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Well, for the first time tonight, the state is responding to a viral video alleging more fraud in Minnesota, this time daycare fraud.
So this is Quality Learning Center.
It's coming to America.
Is that coming to America?
Yes, it's coming.
Wait, is this going
to
be
one day, America will become a Muslim state, a Muslim country.
Really?
Tell it to Trump.
Girl, say you...
We need a leader.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. And white folks, whether you accept it or say it out loud or not, it's up to you. You're under genocide in your own country, the United States of America. It happened in Mommy Africa, white people under genocide. It happened in Europe, UK. Look at the UK. And now it's happening in America. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Texas. Cesario. Cesario. My out of Texas. Cesario, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to say it's nice to meet you and everybody else on the show. I listen to you every day.
Right on. Thank you, man.
So I don't want to take up too much of your time, man, but I just want to get something off my chest real quick, and I have a question for you as well. So I'm going to make it quick. I have a best friend of mine. I have two best friends, and this is my other best friend. He is black, right?
You black.
And I've known him.
Mexican?
Pretty much. Yes, I'm Hispanic.
Okay, Hispanic, but, you know, okay.
But I'm American first, I always say, because, you know, it's my home.
Right.
But anyways, I've known him all my life, and, you know, he has a kid with a Mexican girl, and they separated years back, and he started dating a black girl. And ever since he started dating that black girl, he became, like, so liberal, and he never used to be into politics, right? And what bothers me so much is that, like, he's so liberal, and of course, he's my best friend, so it hurts me a little bit because I just see him going down the wrong path. And he doesn't even have to be Republican or conservative, none of that. But all I see him is just bashing Trump, Republicans, bashing police, and, you know. And my mother's a police officer, so sometimes I take it a bit personally. And lately with this shooting, all I see is, like, him, you know, posting, like, well, ICE is, you know, the enemy, and all Republicans are racist and pedophiles and everything. But he never talks about Democrats. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much wrong going on, you know, the left side of things, but he never talks about it. And it's just hard to see him going down that path. So I want to know how to deal with it, because he calls Trump supporters racist, and, you know, we're in a cult and stuff like that. And, you know, seeing him hear that, it's like, it makes me upset. Not upset because he believes what he believes, but the ignorance is upsetting, especially coming from somebody I care so much about.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
And he is the same age?
He's 26.
Oh, okay. And so you want to know how to deal with him?
Yeah.
Concerning that? Let me ask, why does it bother you at all what he think or says? Why are you bothered by it at all?
I think normally if somebody is that way, it doesn't really bother me. But again, it's like, it's him and somebody I care so much about. And to see him only look at he's like so indoctrinated. And to see him, right, he's like so brainwashed. It's kind of upsetting to see that. You know what I mean?
But
like, he's not thinking for himself. And he calls other black people like coons and sellouts just because they support Donald Trump or just they're conservative in general.
Right. I understand that. But the problem is with you, because if you loved him, you would not care about what he think or says. You would not judge him for it at all and let him suffer in his hell. He has a right to be wrong. He has a right to live in his hell. And you should not be thinking or feeling anything about it. If you guys discuss these things, if you disagree, you have a right to disagree. But you shouldn't get mad about anything that anyone think or feel. They have a right to be wrong as well. So the problem is you need to drop you're judging him for being wrong, and by you judging him, judgment is hatred, and you're loving what you hate. And so don't judge him at all, and let it be in his hell. Let it be in his misery. Don't try to bring him out of his misery. Most people love their misery. They love their hell. They love the sting of pain and all that. So leave him in his hell, but don't judge him. Don't be mad at him.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I try to discuss it with him. I try to have, like, civil debates with him, but every time, like, he disagrees, he starts getting emotional and starts, like, you know, just, like, talking, like, just, like, insults and stuff like that. And I'm kind of like, well, damn, dude. Like,
yeah, well, be done with him. Don't argue with the devil inside of your mind, and don't argue with the devil inside of other people. Move on and be glad to see his true heart, and that he's never really been a friend anyway. It's always been fake. So be happy to see that, that the truth is allowing you to see that, but don't be mad at him for the way he is.
Yeah, I think it's just ever since he started dating that black woman, it's just like he changed like completely.
But that was already in his heart, though. Anyway, he was already that way, mm-hmm. and you were showing him a showcase personality while you guys were growing up being friends, and he was showing you a showcase personality. Now you're starting to see the real person.
Yeah. And he has a little son too, you know, and it kind of worries me, like, you know, once the kids, they become what they're raised around, you know what I mean?
I have two daughters. But I want you to know, you say you have daughters?
Yes, I have two daughters.
Okay. But you're wrong for worried about another person or children, somebody else's children and all that.
Yeah, you're right. And every time I see him post something on social media and it's like irritating, I try to think back to what you say, you know, let them live in their hell and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I talked to my aunt about it yesterday, and she lives in Germany. She moved to Germany, and she's like very Christian, and she's super like conservative, and she just kind of tells me the same thing, similar. She just says, look back to the Bible and just read on that and stuff.
You have to love him with the real love by realizing that he can't see. He's blind. Forgive him.
Yeah.
He know not what he does or what he do. He's blind. He can't see.
Yeah, so they just from this point on, just let him be. Huh?
Yeah, stop arguing with him. Don't try to change him. Don't even keep up with what he's doing. Why you even think about him at all? Move on, man. Are you married?
Yeah. No, I'm not married. No, I'm single.
But how many children you have?
I have two daughters.
What a baby.
Yeah, I mean, I love my kids, but I it didn't work out for me.
You made a girl
first. Everything's falling into place. Yeah, well.
You made a girl first and second?
Yeah.
Man. Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh yeah, my mom. She's a great mom, man. She's never judged me or led me down any wrong path. You know, she says, you know, do what you think is right and believe what you want to believe. You know, and she's conservative as well. You know, she's a big Trump supporter and she's a police officer. And you know, she minds her business and she's good. She has a good heart.
Okay. And have you forgiven her?
Yeah, I mean, she's, you know, she raised me well, and I've never had any anger towards her. You know, I had a good childhood, and even being an adult, she's been great. Our relationship has always been good.
And have you forgiven her?
No, not yet, because there's nothing to forgive.
Oh, okay. And why did you say yes, you have forgiven her then?
Well, I guess I'm more or less just meant like, you know, we're like fine. There's nothing, you know, really to forgive because she hasn't done anything. But.
Did your father protect you from her when you were growing up? While growing up,
my father, my real dad wasn't like in the picture. He was like more or less like a weekend father, but you know, he's still a good guy. He never kept me from my mom or told me anything bad about her. It's just, you know, he lived a completely separate life from me, but. But he was still a good guy. He was still a good dad, and him as well. He's also a Trump supporter. He's conservative, and
when you ask him why did he leave you and leave you with her, what did he say?
I've actually never asked him that because
why not?
More like 90% of my life has been with my mother. So the time I did have with my father,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really see it I didn't really care to ask because at that point it didn't mean anything to me, you know.
It didn't mean anything to be with your father?
No, not really.
And why not?
Again, because, you know, my mother raised me 90% of the time, and she played the role as a father and a mother, and, you know, she did a hell of a job.
And why do you ask him as an adult, why do you ask him why did he leave you?
Because it's a thought that really hasn't crossed my mind. You know, I'm an adult. I'm almost 30, and you know, I'm doing fine. I live alone. I have a good job, and my kids are happy, healthy, and my father, there's nothing really I need to ask him for. Amazing. He didn't really give me anything.
I'm sorry?
He didn't really give me anything, so.
Why not?
Because he wasn't around.
He wasn't around? So let me ask,
no.
Because of time, your mother was perfect?
She wasn't perfect. She has her flaws, but in terms of raising me and teaching me and stuff, she did a good job.
And what was, give me an example of her flaws that she had.
Let me see. Back when I was younger, I mean, you know, she did work a lot, so sometimes she was a little more shorter tempered, but growing up, I kind of didn't really understand that, you know, and she makes, you know, flaws here and there. I mean, like, you know, no human is perfect, you know.
So when you were growing up, she was short-tempered, and you didn't like that. Give me one other thing you didn't like about her. You know, you wish you didn't do or would stop doing. One other thing.
One thing I wish she would stop doing is, I guess, it's not a bad thing to be so generous, but to chill out on that a little bit, because some people may take advantage of that. And, you know, she puts everybody first before herself. And at this point in her life, I think she needs to let people, you know, do more for themselves.
Have you forgiven her for the lack of patience while you were growing up?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did you tell
her
that?
We talk about it sometimes during the times. But when we reminisce on things, like when I was younger and stuff, like she got mad at me one day and she threw away some of my stuff. And we talk about it and we laugh about it now, but, you know, she was short-tempered and she wasn't thinking right at the time, and it is what it is.
And what's funny about her doing that to you?
I guess because we look back at our mistakes and we realize how stupid they were, you know, so.
But why haven't you forgiven her for that so that you can overcome her?
I've forgiven her for that.
You didn't tell her that?
Yeah, well, when we talked about it, I've told her I've forgiven her for that.
No, you didn't.
Well,
how will you overcome her if you don't forgive her so that God can forgive you and turn you back to the spirit of the Father? How will that happen if you don't forgive your mother? If you don't say to her, I'm sorry for resenting you when I was growing up, you had no patience. You were short-tempered, and you were this. I realize now that you couldn't help yourself. So I'm sorry for resenting you for that. How will you overcome? How would God change that nature if you don't forgive her?
He won't be, I guess, because, you know, that memory, that thing is always going to be there until, you know, I do forgive, like you're saying.
And why don't you do it so you can be free and overcome all these emotions? Because the emotions that you have about your friend, the way he is, about his children and all that, that's your mother's nature. That's not a normal nature. That's an abnormal nature, and it's evil nature, and it's ego, is all selfishness, is all about the self and no one else. How will you overcome the spirit of your mother if you don't face her and forgive her for what she's done? I'm sorry for resenting you, mother. I know now you couldn't help yourself. Her mother did it to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason your mother is so generous with everyone else, because your mother is real evil, and she's trying to pretend to be nice. She's doing all these things because she wants to put on a fake personality as being a good person, and she's not good at all.
So once I forgive the past of the short temperament when I was a child, and once I forgive that, then me worrying about anybody else would just go away?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're acting like your mother when you're upset, when you worry, when you're mad at your friends or anyone because they won't do it your way, they're going against what you are. You're acting like you have the woman when you act that way. Men, it's abnormal for men to be that way. That's why they, men and women must be born again. But you got to forgive, realize you're wrong for hating her. And forgiveness is to admit, I have been resenting you. Here's why, if necessary. I'm wrong for doing it. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. You have your mother's nature, and that's why you feel the way and think and act the way you do in the world. You're acting like your mother. Your mother's not a good woman at all. That's why your daddy couldn't deal with her.
Well, then I guess, yeah, that's just something that I have to do. And think, you know, you're right about, you know, if her mother did to her, because I've been told, you know, growing up, you know, how their childhood was and stuff, you know. So now you're right. So I guess that's just something I got to do. And then for the most part, I don't worry about anybody, you know. And I think that part of me worrying about my friend will fade, because I feel it fading away. But, you know, still that thought still lingers around here and there.
I'm sorry?
That thought still lingers around of me worrying about my friend.
And the thought, and the reason you had a thought, because it's evil. You're living in your imagination, and you believe those thoughts, and all of those thoughts align to you. But you have identified with them, and they make you feel emotional. They make you feel angry. They make you feel up and down and all kind of stuff. You gotta overcome that by forgiving and stop calling those thoughts and those emotions you. But you're just like your mother, man.
Yeah, you're right. I'll definitely work on that and forgiving that small little piece of my past.
When you truly forgive and realize you're wrong for being angry or judging or resentful, when you truly forgive, you will truly forget.
Mm-hmm.
Those thoughts will be taken away from you. But those thoughts don't want you to forgive, because they want to continue to live inside of you and deceive you to make you think that it's you and it's not you.
Yeah. You're right, man. I'll definitely do that. And you know, I want to thank you for giving me this amount of time that you've given me.
One other quick thing.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do what you want, but I recommend that you have a talk with your father. Why did you leave me with her? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard your side of the story, Dad, or whatever you call him, Leroy. What happened? Why did you leave? You need to hear him out so you can forgive him as well. Otherwise, if you don't forgive your mother and love your father, every woman you meet would be your mother, and you want me to deal with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, because I can't deal with my daughter's mom.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
That's why you made girls. But you gotta...
No, go ahead.
You gotta... I mean, when I say gotta, you don't have to. But if you want to be free and be you and be one, be whole, you got to forgive your father, too, because if you don't love your earthly father by forgiving him, you're never going to love God. It's impossible. How can you say you love God and whom you never see and don't love your earthly father who you see?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then maybe once I forgive, I'll finally be able to have a boy, huh?
Yeah, you'll finally make a boy, a whole truckload of boys.
Well, I appreciate your time, man, and I appreciate what all y'all do on the show. Y'all getting out there is just great. I was in California the week of Christmas, and I wanted to go to your church on Sunday, but my flight out was early.
Oh, okay.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, next time. Come on by. Let me ask, are you doing the silent prayer?
No, and it's something I got to do.
You got to start working on yourself, man.
And
just stop calling those thoughts you, but and don't be afraid to face your mother, because the devil gonna tell you, oh, she did the best she could, she worked hard, she's nice, and she's this and she's this. Don't be afraid to face her. You face her anyway, and don't be like, Mom, forgive me, I'm so sorry, mother. I am sorry. Do you call your mother mother? A mama?
Yeah, I call her mom.
Mom, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now when you were impatient and doing all that stuff you did, you couldn't help yourself. Her mother did it to her, so she did it to you. And now your daughter's mother is doing it to your kids, and it goes on from generation to generation until somebody changed.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to face it, so don't let the devil talk you out of it.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely will, man. And you know, and I'll be reminded every day because I listen to you every day, man. So,
okay.
You know, I appreciate that.
Let me know how it goes when you do it.
I will, man. I'll definitely call back another Friday.
Okay. Don't be afraid. Well, even if you are afraid, let's say you're shaking in your boot when you face her, shaking your boots, but do it anyway, and you would never have to shake again.
Yeah.
And you would never pick another woman that's just like your mother.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds like a plan, man.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Get to it, and I'll let you know. All right, man. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Lucas out of California. Lucas, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Lucas.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to ask, I know it's the new year, and you've been busy probably, but did you watch the Punchies Wednesday, day before yesterday?
Not yet.
Oh, it is amazing. It is 100% my favorite Punchies episode I've seen. I'm not joking. Do you know what rage baiting is? Or I'm pretty sure the guy's talking about it, right? Like, do you know what rage baiting is? I'm not going to do that.
Rage baiting?
Yeah, rage baiting. It's like whenever you you say stuff, it's almost like with the guys, you kind of
are you saying rage or race?
Rage.
R-A-G-E.
Yeah.
Okay. Rage baiting.
Baiting, like kind of like saying stuff to people just to get, to see if they get ticked off, you know, or get angry.
Oh, I had not heard that term, but okay.
Okay, well, then you have to watch the Punchies, the newest one. But
were they rage baiting?
Yeah, rage baiting.
They were?
That was the whole episode they had day before yesterday, Punchies.
Oh, so they were talking about what it means to rage bait?
No, they were talking to each other, kind of trying to rage bait each other, and then the callers especially, and then but it was very interesting to see them. I mean, I don't know if they control this themselves. That's what I really want to know. If like I'm going to be calling in into Nick's stream. Because I won't be able to call into Hakes. Maybe I will be able to, but because I want to see if it affected them. Because that's why I was hoping you watched that episode. But I've been wanting to talk to you about it.
Was that a good thing that they were doing or a bad thing? I mean, it was a good thing.
No, it was a good thing. No, it was a really good thing.
You're supposed to rage baiting.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it.
It's a good thing to rage baiting.
No, it's fun. See, that's what I was gonna talk to you about. But like with the bros, with the guys, it's actually a kind of a fun thing. You know, we kind of, it's like telling the truth to somebody, but also just being funny about it to see if they get. That's how they were doing it, but. Yeah, I almost want to see how it would be if it was women that did, but you didn't watch the episode. But
no, I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, it was a really, really good. No, nothing bad or anything. No, it was my favorite Punchy TV ever.
I want to see it. You made it sound interesting.
Good. Yeah, you have to. It was, and it has nothing to do. I called in last. I did some jokes. I tried to rage bait them. But all in all, you know, they know I love them. I love Nick. I love Hake. I love everyone.
I'll check it out and I'll comment on it. Thank you, Bernie. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. So, a couple announcements. Number one, I do cameos, personal shout-outs for you. Whatever the shout-out is, I will do it for you. Birthday shout-outs. Wedding shout-outs, anniversary shout-outs, encouragement shout-out, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And don't forget fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, and you can watch it if you're not able to come in. All are invited, but let's say you can't make it. You can watch it live, or you can podcast at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Let me go back to the busy phones. Let me go to George out of Minnesota. George, you are on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jesse. How are you?
All is well, George.
See, I called you back in 2023 when I was coming out of some 2 years of PTSD. And I hate to even call it that. I don't want to put that label on it. But I had my mom living with me for 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, you asked me last time what's it like being married to your mama.
Right.
Yeah, and I said it was no fun.
And what a mess. Get the phone, Derek. What a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess. So, before I called you, I was able to slow my brain down. I never really told you what the PTSD was like, and I hate calling it that. I just got to use it for conversation.
Right, yes.
But I felt like it was all the demons from hell coming after me and reminding me of the past, all the abuse I went through, and condemning my future, you know.
Yeah.
My mom she has not been able to overcome all of it, and I took that on myself. Like it was my fault, you know.
You became like your mother.
Exactly. And I felt like I wasn't going to be able to go on with my life if she couldn't overcome. You know, like I didn't know how I was going to be able to ever retire or move on with my life if I didn't fix her life, you know.
Yeah.
And so after I got done with you, I forgave her. But then I kind of told her I wanted a divorce, and I put her in assisted living.
Right on.
And I forgave my father, but my father is about as liberal and woke as can be. So in the beginning, I continued to have a relationship with him, but it was difficult. He would gaslight me all the time, you know, say things that he knew I disagreed with to get a reaction out of me.
Why did you continue to have a relationship? Why did you forgive him but move on and be done with him as well?
Well, I'm not done with her either, because I still go over to see her every night for about an hour.
Why?
I can't figure out why I'm doing that.
Stop doing it and find out.
Okay. That's one of the things I wanted to ask you about. Now, with my dad, I just didn't feel like I wanted to just try to have a relationship with him, because I felt like half of the problem was me. I felt like I was still angry with him. You know what I mean? So I kept my relationship with him, and I learned kind of how to be a little bit of a doormat and not react to the things that he would say.
Yes.
And we're doing kind of okay now. He still tries, you know, he'll bring up the vaccine, or he'll bring up how much he hates Trump. He'll do stuff to get a reaction out of me. And actually, it's a good test for me, you know, it's a good test not to react,
yes.
You know, and just let it slip by. And with both of them, I can separate the evil that's inside of them from them. You know, when I look at my mom, I know I don't want to cry because I'm still a beta, Jesse. But I do love them with the love of God. You know what I mean?
When he's crying, he's lying.
I know I'm lying, yeah, but I can't help it sometimes.
I understand.
But I look at the both of them, and I know that there's a person in there somewhere. You know what I mean? And I'm able to separate the person from the evil that's in there. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. And I can still love them both, kind of like God loves me, you know, unconditional. Like, no matter what they do, I can still love them. I mean, even if I separated from them, I could still, you know, come and help them if they need something, you know. But I'm kind of at a roadblock right now, you know. I used to smoke pot, and I quit all of that. And within the last few days, you know, I was still smoking cigarettes, and I tried to quit doing that, but you know, that's been kind of difficult. So I just cut way back just so I wouldn't go crazy right now. And, you know, I've been through some physical stuff, you know, that's taken its toll on me, you know. And I'm battling with the fact that I don't know why I still go over to see her every night, because in the last year and a half since I put her in assisted living, she barely speaks a word to me. She puts on an act for me. Her apartment is a mess. And she does that on purpose to make herself look like a victim. You know, and she's a Bible thumping Christian. So she'll tell me that she's filled with the Holy Spirit and I'm filled with the devil. You know, and I walked away from all the churches. You know, I spent 18 years in leadership in the Pentecostal church, and I realized how wrong all of that was. Because everybody could quote every verse of the Bible. They prayed in tongues, and they pushed each other on the floor when they were praying for them and singing and dancing. But everybody was living like the devil, even though all of that was going on, you know. And so, I mean, it's like I'm kind of at a roadblock because I just don't know what to do. I try to let the light of God shine on it, you know, so he can guide me and what to do. And I still go over and see her every night, but it's like she's torturing me in some kind of a way when I go over there, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm the only person she's got left, because I just still keep hanging on, you know. And yeah. It's not that bad with my dad, because I've learned how to deal with him, you know.
Yeah.
Since I put her in there, I decided to make a big leap. I'm 62, so I decided, because my boss is just like my dad is, and he was torturing me. So I walked away from my job. I just decided to take Social Security. My dad and I both had a boat on the river, but I sold everything I owned and moved in with a friend of mine. And just so I'd have somewhere, I helped him through cancer. So he's letting me live with him for free so that I can just kind of gather myself, you know? And so I think I got my life together, but I'm still going over there every night. And I don't know what to do because it's just kind of torturing me, you know?
And your question for me is what?
I guess I don't know why I'm still going over there. Like, I don't want to abandon her, you know? My brothers have took off and left her, and there's nobody else left but me, you know? I don't know what to do as far as she's concerned, you know, because I don't know how to try to figure out, you know, I do the silent prayer. I mean, I was doing that before I met you, but I didn't have a name for it, you know. As soon as all of this, as soon as I came to God and I had this, God put he inspired me with the order of God, you know, God in Christ, Christ in man over woman. And, you know, I had those, God, I spent like a Saturday afternoon with God. And all those ideas just came into my head without me even thinking about it. You know what I mean?
I do.
And then like a day later, I'm watching YouTube and poof, you popped on there, you know.
Amazing.
I felt like God gave you to me, you know. And
so your question for me is what?
Well, I just don't know. Why do you think I still go? I can't figure out why I still go over there every night.
Because you hate her.
Should I just let her hit rock bottom and just...
Yes. Stop visiting the devil. Be done with her. Just don't hate her.
Oh, I don't feel like I hate her.
Well, then stay away from her then.
Okay.
If you don't resent her, why are you addicted to visiting the devil?
Yeah, I know. I do feel like I'm visiting the devil.
You are visiting the devil. That's why your brother and everybody else is gone.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes she'll sit there and she'll put the hand over the side of her face that's facing me. She won't say a word to me for the whole hour I'm there.
And so you go and sit with the devil for an hour every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Do what you want, but I highly recommend you stop it. Don't go back.
Okay. When she dies,
don't take her ashes and put them in a urn and sit them on your bedroom door.
Oh, God, no. No, I want to be free, Jesse. I just want to be free.
Okay, so if you want to be free, stay away from her.
Yeah, you know, 40 years ago when I got to be 18, 19 years old, 20 years old or something, I went down to Mississippi. I love being down in Mississippi. I love the warm weather and the people. And then the two of them were beating the crap out of each other and the family was falling apart. And I thought she was perfect back then.
No.
You know what I mean?
That's why they were beating her, because she wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't see that then. I see it now because she does this. She did the same thing to me for 40 years.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know,
but let me tell you this because of time.
Okay.
You got to endure.
Okay.
He who endures to the end shall be saved. And endure me, you got to watch those thoughts. Listen carefully. Yeah. You got to watch those thoughts. The ones that tell you to do this or that, the ones that make you feel good or bad, the ones that whatever, you got to watch them. Don't call them you, and endure.
Okay.
Because when you start relating to them, you're going to feel fear like you never felt before. You're going to feel pain like you never felt before. Because now you are not listening to you're not going with the thought. You're aware that they're talking to you and trying to get you to do something, whatever it may be. But you're going to, by not going along with them, you're going to endure the greatest pain and the greatest fear that you've ever endured. But endure anyway, and if you endure it, you're going to die. And when you die, you're going to have life. But you got to go through this in order to have life. You got to endure the pain. And what I want you to do is start at least catching one thought. Catch the first thought. And yep. Don't go with it. And endure the voices that are going to tell you, no, no, you got to do something. You got to react. You got to go to it. You got to do it. Watch those voices and do nothing about them, and they're going to have a hissy fit inside of your mind and body, and you're going to feel the pain of fear. You're going to hear the pain of fear and doubt and worry, but endure until the end and die from it, and you'll be fine. But you got to work on you now.
Yes, and I have been doing that, and I'm doing really good, except where she's concerned. You know what I mean? Because I haven't been able to walk away. So what you're saying is when I walk away from her, like the stabs are going to come even more, right? I'm going to feel guilty.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just have to watch that, and I just have to not let it. And I've been good at watching everything, you know what I mean? But where she's concerned, it's like 40 years was a long time to be dealing with this, you know? So I feel like it's like taking scales off of a fish. It's just coming off slowly, you know what I mean?
But endure, don't go. But and you're right. They're going to tell you, oh, what if she has no one? She's all by herself now. She's this and she's that. Don't go. Endure and see what happens. You'll see. But
okay. And you think by going over there that I'm actually enabling her to, like, put on an act in front of me and continue with her bad behavior?
She get a total thrill from doing that in front of you and seeing the pain that it's causing for you.
Yeah, okay.
You're keeping that alive in her by keep going over there, feeding the devil in her mind, too, because she's using that to control you. She get a thrill knowing that she getting a reaction from you, that you care about it. Just like mothers who keep the children from men, from the fathers, they get a thrill out of knowing that they are keeping the children away from their fathers. And then the more you try to get with the kids, the more of a thrill she got to keep them away. She loves her thrills.
Oh, yeah. She talks smack about my dad all the time. I'm the one that looks the most like him. I'm the oldest one.
Oh, well, she hates you even more so then.
Yeah, my two brothers were able to keep up a relationship with my dad all these years, and I just kind of cut them out.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen, because of time, George, don't go back.
Okay.
And if she dies, she's just dead. Let her die in her own misery, in her own hell. There's nothing you can do about your mother at all. So stop feeding the devil by going over there.
Yeah, and I told her that the other night. You know, when I tried to quit smoking, all of a sudden I got kind of crabby, you know? And then I kind of went off on her, and I told her, you're an actress. And I said, you love your misery, and you love your pain, and you love inflicting it on me.
Yeah.
And I said, every breath that comes out of you is to destroy me, you know?
And what did she say?
Well, she didn't, you know, she'll fight, and she'll tell me that it's me. That I'm a pathetic piece of garbage and that I'm the devil's son.
Wow. You know. That's a husband and wife relationship, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is, and she hates you, Jesse. And I told her, I says, if you wanted to overcome this, I said, Jesse does counseling. I said, he could hear you in one session, but you don't want it because you love the misery.
Yeah, she does.
I took care of her mom for 11 years.
Wow.
Her mom was the same way.
You took care of your wife's mother?
My mom's mom, my grandma.
Your wife's mother?
No, my mom. My grandmother.
Your mother was your wife?
Yes. I guess. I get it now. My wife's mother. Now I get it. Okay, I'm a little slow. Yeah, I did. I took care of both of them, Jesse. And
what a mess!
You know, I swear to God, when my grandma died, I swear the demon jumped from her to my mom, and my mom got twice as bad.
Yeah, because they were already in your mother.
Yeah, and that was back in 2014, so I've been going another, you know, until now dealing with my mom, you know.
And you're 76 now, you say?
No, 62.
I'll be 62, okay.
Yeah,
work on your life, George, so you can live.
Okay.
So I got to run, but I recommend you stop going to see her at all. Don't call her, don't text her, don't even accept her calls if she call you.
Okay.
And then watch and endure the death of the ego, the fear that's going to come, the conversation the devil's going to have with you in your mind. Endure that. Watch it, but don't call it you. And endure, and then it'll die.
Okay, Jesse, I appreciate that, sir.
Don't
okay,
go
I'm
back, George.
I will. I'll call you back after I do this.
But don't go back to see her.
Okay.
Don't go back, George.
Okay, yes, sir. I will take your advice to the letter.
All
okay.
Right. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
All
thank
right.
you, Jesse.
All
God
right,
bless you.
You too.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
Amazing.
Super chat.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Let ICE do their job and keep this country safe.
ICE, baby.
Stay with it.
Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you.
X responses to the biblical question.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
Human nature seems to be worse, says Alex. Janine says, the overthinking and ego in humans is different from the animals.
Is that what Alex said?
Janine says that one.
Wait, so Alex.
Alex says human nature seems to be worse.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Janine, the overthinking and ego in humans. And Vogue Marik says.
Is she responding to the biblical question?
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Janine.
These are all X responses to the biblical question.
Oh, okay. I'll put my 2 cents in Sunday.
And humans have souls. We burn in hell or go to heaven, says Vogue Marik.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in Sunday.
Skip Laog says,
I got
kicked through the goalpost of life to be here, but I ain't complaining, no. Here's a little Hamilton to kick off the goal.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin on YouTube, the main difference between animal nature and human nature? Mama drama. It makes us into lesbian and other types of insecure, also known as sinful. Lesbian.
Amazing. Thank you, Lin Yen Chin. Thank you. Amazing.
Larry H.
And that was a response to the biblical question, right?
That's right.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
If Jesus is black, then heaven is ghetto, and they're probably up there shooting right now.
What now? Thank you.
Z Corp Alpha with a couple of super chats. Due to events in Minnesota, I am no longer a Republican. Fire emoji. And a follow up. How can you be with God following the recent events of hate in Minnesota? What would Jesus do? Shame. Christian cross emoji. Broken heart.
Amazing. And you're right. Those protesters are haters. They have no love.
Indeed.
What the? Thank you.
I don't know what that has to do with being a Republican, though. Fazul says, Occam's razor, simplest answer tends to be correct. Tends to be correct.
What that?
Occam's razor. Simplest answer tends to be correct. Tends.
Thank you. I don't understand it, but thank you.
Oh, it's a principle. And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
Thank you all.
Thank
Amazing.
Y'all.
I'll be back in a moment. I can't believe that hour went by like that. Back in a moment, hate news, not the fake news. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There was a garbage avalanche that buried landfill workers in the Philippines. Imagine that, a mountain full of garbage. And it avalanches, killed one person, 38 people missing in central Philippines. Terrible in news coming out of Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. And Trump has a $200 billion plan to try to bring down mortgage rates. Nice. And Iran's supreme leaders lashing out at those growing protests and riots. Look like riots to me. And nice. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? Right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Coming right up, guys. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories in this third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. And then the Hague Report, and then the Fallen State, and then American Anchor, baby. And then Church on Sunday, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting on those in the Iran internet blackout thing. At least the demonstrations are now in their second week. Trump did a warning thing about, you better not kill your civilians or we're coming in there. And I'm not sure why or what's going on, but at least 45 protesters have been killed since this unrest began, according to the Iran so-called human rights NGO. Are any of those ever good? Non-government organizations, so-called human rights communists, buzzword, by the way. The group says hundreds more have been injured and more than 2,000 people detained. Wow. And home prices. Meanwhile, in America, President Trump said he wants to ban large institutional investors from buying single-family homes, citing the current strain on American home buyers. This comes as corporations such as Blackstone, J.P. Morgan Chase, and other banks and investment firms have increasingly snapped up family homes in recent years and turned them into rentals. Critics say the practice has driven up home prices and hurt affordability, but some housing experts argue the president's proposal would have minimal effect on overall housing supply. The cost of buying a home in the United States has surged in recent years, fueled by historically low inventory and mortgage rates above 6%. If we do the mass deportations, that should help a little bit, right? Yeah, I think so, maybe. And between early 2020 and the third quarter of 2025, over that course of 5 years, roughly, or so, home prices rose nearly 55% nationwide, per report from the National Association of So-Called Home Builders. What a mess. And meanwhile, in the White House, the East Wing is being expanded. New details emerged Thursday about President Trump's East Wing expansion at the White House, including a grand stair, changes to the West Wing colonnade as well. For the first time, a second story on the West Wing colonnade was unveiled, designed to mirror the East Wing. In addition, after the previous building was demolished last year. Exciting. Architect Shalom Baranes, B-A-R-A-N-E-S, offered new insight into the size and scope of the project, which drew mild pushback from some members of the National Capital Planning Commission. The East Wing expansion will include 22,000 square foot ballroom capable of seating 1,000 guests. Imagine that. With the overall expansion totaling roughly 89,000 square feet. Above ground construction expected to begin around April. And Luigi Mangione, that evil alleged murderer and assassin, due back in federal court today. Mangione's attorneys are fighting for the 27-year-old accused killer to avoid the death penalty in the fatal shooting. Shot him in the back, I think, if I remember correctly. United Healthcare, all one word, CEO. Remember that family man who got shot in the back in the early morning hours in New York City or wherever? And then there was a big old manhunt, and the liberals are like, free Luigi. So evil. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? Amazing question. I have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. You can, all kind of ways. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show, but you can also be listening as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's like relaxed day. Get it off your chest, whatever's on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Honey, happy, happy new year.
Well, for the first time tonight, the state is responding to a viral video alleging more fraud in Minnesota, this time daycare fraud.
So this is Quality Learning Center.
So that's coming to America.
Is that coming to America?
Yes, it's coming.
Wait, is this going to be
one design? Day, America will become a Muslim state, a Muslim country.
Really?
Tell it to Trump.
Yeah. Besides,
yeah.
Girl, say...
We need a leader.
Night at 11, new video showing Nicolas Maduro handcuffed and in federal custody after his overnight capture in Venezuela by U.S. forces.
Oh, God. The Anchor Bay put those million together for us. I take no credit. It is so amazing. What a mess. Thank you, Anchor Baby. That's amazing. I want to show you one quick video in hopes that you will understand that it's not you, but it's something that made a home in you, and that every human being on the planet is possessed with evil until they start to overcome it. every human being on the planet, all are born into evil, meaning you're born into angry mothers and weak fathers, and you become like your mother. Every man, every male, every female become like his or her mother, and then you have to spend the rest of your life overcoming it. What? By forgiving, so that you can be forgiven and return to the Father. I promise you that. It's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with the physical at all. It's not physical. And it's happening inside of each human being. It's not happening outside of you. It's happening inside of you. Now, it's happening inside of others outside of you, and those others may try to attack you or get revenge out on you or get a thrill for making you upset or get an emotion from you. That's the hell in them, though. And they're trying to, the hell in them are attacking the hell in you. Because if you didn't have the hell in you, the hell in someone else cannot attack you. The hell in you attack you, and the hell inside of you, inside of others, attack you, inside them and you. But if you didn't have the hell, you cannot be attacked. I promise you that. I literally promise you that. But you got to overcome the hell. I want to show you an example of hell in this video. Short clip here. This is a black guy claim he received stares from white women and call himself royalty. This is from Grok. This is soundbite 06, I believe. 16, I believe. In the third hour, or second hour. This is from Grok. The post X shared a 16-second video clip from a fast food restaurant where a black man vent frustration about receiving judgment stares from others, referencing white origins from the Caucasus Mountains, and asserting his own royalty. And you're going to see this white woman in the background. She's not even paying attention to the man. But in his mind, he thinks that they are, because he's in the darkness listening to the suggestions that are coming from thoughts, from evil. Watch it from Grok.
People always give you that f***ing look, right? Look behind me. They'll look at you and roll their eyes like they better. Came from the f***ing Caucasus Mountains, man. I'm saying, you ain't better than me. I'm royalty, man.
Amazing. He think they're paying attention to him, and no one is paying attention at all. They may look up and look at their hair. What the? But in his mind, it's real. And I promise you, every human being on this planet, you think that what is going through your mind, the thoughts and emotions, you think that that is really happening. And you blame them. You blame an outer source, not realizing that it's in you. And you got to overcome it. And when I promise you this, really, it's not like I'm doing it or anything, but I'm telling you, when you overcome the thoughts and emotions, the world cannot touch you. There's no one there to be touched. You cannot be, you won't be afraid. You won't think about other people and what they think or not thinking. You won't. People coming in and out of your life, you won't be moved. Even your marriage can end, and you would think nothing about it. Okay, bye. The woman can take your children from you. She can take your children, and you wouldn't think anything about it. Oh, you want these kids? Take them. You wouldn't think anything about it. You wouldn't judge her, and you wouldn't think any, you wouldn't miss it. Them or her at all. I was like, oh, okay. Because you cannot be affected. It's the only fate you that's being affected, your ego. And you call that you. You hurt my feelings. You called me names. You did this and you did that. And they're not doing anything to you. It's happening inside of you. The ego is being affected, and it loves it. It loves reaction, so it's still alive in you. Stop reacting. Endure. And it will die. It'll be gone, and you'll be free. It's all in you. It's not outside of you. And it's all in the mind. It's an illusion. Christ died from this, and you can too. That's what the death of Christ was all about. It's to die from the illusions and then live. But do what you want. But this guy, nobody care about this guy. They don't even think about him. When he walked in, I can see why they may have looked up and went, what the? But then they spent the rest of the time looking at him. He's looking at them, thinking that they're looking at him. Because he knows he looks silly anyway. So he's thinking that, talking about he's royalty. Yeah, right. The devil, like, look at them, the white people from the Caucasus Mountain, looking at you, and you're royalty. The devil got him going. That's every human being. Harold is out of North Carolina. Harold, you are on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. I'm calling. I'm a retired police officer, so I have a little knowledge about using deadly force.
Yes.
I don't see anybody complaining about the Capitol police officer that shot that woman through the door.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
Who was unarmed. I don't see one Democratic politic. And had that been any other scenario, that officer would have been locked up and indicted for using deadly force.
Absolutely, man.
And what gets me is I see all these people protesting. Chicago, Portland, Massachusetts. Why aren't they protesting about their taxes going up? Why ain't they protesting about this kids can't read and write? They were in Chicago protesting in front of Trump Tower about a tax break that all the businesses got because the buildings are empty. So they had to shift the burden of the taxes that were lost to the general public.
Yeah.
Some people in Chicago got 200% increases in their property taxes. I don't see anybody protesting. But you out there bothering the guy making $70,000 a year? And by the way, if you're here illegally, you're illegal. You committed a crime.
Yes.
I'm tired of hearing about they've been here 30 years, they haven't committed a crime. You're working on somebody's Social Security number, you're on welfare, you're getting food stamps, you're getting something. You are a civil criminal. Where is the protection for a guy like myself? Suppose, Mr. Peterson, for argument's sake, I decided not to pay taxes.
Right.
You think these politicians are going to line up for me and protect me and give me sanctuary? Do you think they're going to do that?
Nope. Not at all.
I'm tired of and what bothers me about Republicans, and I happen to be one, is that they do not articulate this. They should have been playing that Ashley Babbitt tape from day one.
Yeah.
Why isn't his guy locked up? You know what? He got promoted. He shot through a door at an unarmed person and got promoted and didn't go to jail.
Amazing. You're right, man. That's amazing. When I heard about the incident of this woman, according to the story, trying to attack this ICE officer with her truck, and she was shot, I knew then that the Democratic Party and the liberal media were, oh, thank you, Satan, for this incident. It was the icing on the cake for the Democratic Party and the liberal media, because they were going to use it to try to get back in power. They want the people doing this. That's why they've been encouraging fight and anger and calling people Nazi and all that, because they need something. They have nothing else to offer to people, and they're starving to get back into power.
They need a fabricated problem.
Right, absolutely.
What gets me is about the general public is, you dummies, look at all that money they're stealing in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
$9 billion and counting, and you mean to tell me you out here defending people that, number one, don't belong here, number two, they're here stealing. Go to Somalia and steal something and see how long you last. Try it. Go over there and steal something from the government of Somalia and see what they do to you. What gets me is the population in this country are about the dumbest people on this planet, and we're made dumb for a reason. That's why the education system is the way it is, because the dumber you are, the easier you are to control.
You make
it's
a
ridiculous
good...
that they're not down there. My property taxes, I'm in North Carolina, my taxes have gone up 3 or 4 times in the last couple of years, and they're building stuff left and right here. So where's the money going?
And the property taxes in California, Harold, is through the roof, man. The taxes are so much, you can almost use that to that money to put down on another house. It's so high. It's so expensive.
Well, what gets me is the bottom line is, again, I don't see the Republicans out here saying, and believe me, I'm sorry that young lady lost her life. I don't know personally. Anybody losing a life is sorry. I'm sorry. But when you, like somebody on your radio show said earlier, you play a stupid game, you win a stupid prize. That's the bottom line.
That
you should
woman...
not be out there interfering with ICE conducting federal law enforcement duties, period. You got a problem with it? Go to your congressman,
to
your state senator, you protest there to change the laws. Let everybody in here for free and let everybody pay. I don't want to pay for them. Yeah. I don't want to pay for lazy Americans. You think I want to pay for somebody that just showed up here? And they're coming in here with 4 or 5 babies, and the baby's autistic, and this one got a problem. Who you think gonna pay for that?
That woman got what she deserved. She brought death upon herself by interfering, according to reports, interfering with the law enforcement doing their job. I don't feel sorry for her death. She wanted to die. She went out there and put herself on the line like that, so I wouldn't feel sorry for it at all. And there's nothing sorry for you to be about for her life.
Well,
she didn't even love her own life.
Well, she probably didn't, but, you know, she got caught up in the, you know, they actually have a people watching what ICE does. Really? I mean,
yeah.
And then all the problems this country's got, and the number one problem is spending money, because we spend money we don't have.
Yeah.
And when they was having that shutdown, what the Republicans didn't do, and it bothers me to this day, was, okay, what happens if we belly up tomorrow? What happens? We $37 trillion in the hole. What happens if we belly up tomorrow? You think there's going to be SNAP benefits? You think there's going to be welfare?
Yeah.
You think there's going to be Social Security checks if we belly up? No.
If it wasn't for the Republicans, I mean, if it wasn't for Trump, the Republican Party would be just as the Democratic Party. There would be no difference at all. If Trump was not in control right now, the so-called marches thing they're holding right now, demonstration, it would be out of control already. But Trump is not putting up with it, so they are not going to be able to cause the same damage that they did under Biden and Barack Obama.
Yeah, when I was a cop in New York City, Mr. Peterson, you had to get a permit to protest.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had to get a permit, and the permit stated where you can march, when you can march, how long you can march, and what time it was for you to leave.
Yeah,
that's not interfering with your Second Amendment right to protest. But
Maybe.
You just can't just randomly be all over the city, shutting down traffic, blocking this, doing what you want to do, breaking windows. No, I saw when George Floyd was going on, I saw buildings burning in the background, and a guy from NBC News saying, "Well, this was mostly peaceful protest," and behind them looking at buildings burning.
No, people, it was all for the money and the power. I got to run to Harold. Thank you, man,
well,
and you're absolutely correct.
Take care, young man. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Mitt out of Australia, her around the world. Mitt, you are on the air. Mitt.
I've been stuck in weird all month. I don't know how long I can keep this up for. Honest blessing. I've been owing these guys. I've been owing these blessings for $7 for like 3 months now. And my interest is collecting.
What was that? let me know when Mitt is ready. I want you to, you know, Lucas called about the, what do you call it?
Rage bait.
Rage bait.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I had never heard of the term rage, not race, but rage, R-A-G-E, bait, until Lucas called about it.
Nice.
I had not heard it because I had not heard Punchy yet.
Right.
And so I had not heard about it. And then, so Derek put together a little short about it to show me what happened on Punch and TV, and I want you to respond to it.
Oh, boy.
Because I haven't seen it. I just saw it. I believe Arianna put the video together, but she sent it to me.
Cool.
Here's what Adriana made the short, or whatever you call them. You call them shorts?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Here's what Lucas was responding to.
Derek, do you rage bait? Have you been rage baited?
Yeah. I think I rage baited everybody here.
Derek, could you be rage baited?
No, now that you're saying it.
Want to get rage baited, Derek?
No.
Derek. Derek, you made me rage. You're late. Oh, it's because he's black. wait, Derek, could you get rage baited?
Rage baited? No.
Whoa. Derek, you're going to hell.
Oh, you got proof?
I heard you're not baptized.
Nah, you're starting to rage bait me.
I heard you got baptized in one of them fake churches.
Ooh. Oh, man, that's grinding my gears.
Nick, you
that's
called
right.
him a beta? Nick, you called him a monkey?
For the rage bait.
All right. Nick. Is that what we're doing now? Right on. Calling me beta, calling me monkey, that doesn't hurt me.
You're a monkey and you're going to hell.
This guy's starting 2026 off with a bang.
Derek, you got a fake baptism, so you're not going to get saved then. You are going to hell.
You don't have that authority. You don't know where you're going.
Are you trying to rage bait me now?
Punching TV, it's an amazing episode, apparently, so check it out. It happened on this past Wednesday, but you can podcast Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV, Punchy.TV. Check it out. So that's rage baiting.
That's one example of rage baiting.
That's
a mild example of rage baiting.
What did you think about that when they told him, he said, you're a monkey?
I was shocked.
And you're going to hell.
Kurt says it so innocently. You're a monkey and you're going to hell.
Almost like he really thought that. How did Derek handle it?
He handled it quite well.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He didn't seem to take it personally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Indeed.
And he shouldn't.
Right.
That's amazing. That was great. Kurt.
Thank you.
Oh, funny. Amazing. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE.
I was definitely nervous.
You were?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because it's like, you're not supposed to say that on YouTube.
Oh.
It feels like. I'm so trained. I was fear and trepidation baited.
What the?
Terrible.
Amazing. Let me go to Rob out of Pennsylvania. Let's see here. I'm going to try to get this. It's open on Friday, so I'm going to get as many calls as possible and the super chats. Rob, you are on the air.
Hey, here we go. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, I had a question. I had an answer for your biblical question, I think.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
I would say that animals live more out of survival mechanisms, whereas humans have the capability of deeper thought and reasoning. And humans are more filled with evil, where animals just kind of live to survive.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
But you know, people tend to have high egos and pride and evilness, where an animal, generally, if they're killing, it's for survival or self-defense.
Interesting. You know? Yeah. Amazing.
A lot of people are kind of dumb, and they just go off of their simple thoughts and, you know.
Well, I appreciate that, Rob, and I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Interesting. Super chat. Super Chats.
Imported TV. I love Express Yourself Thursdays. And shout out to the experts. Salute.
Express Yourself Friday.
Right.
Thursday is Bible Thumpa Thursday. Amazing. Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Bolghar Wolf, on the question to your experts, should the father pay child support before she takes him to court or wait that the court establishes how much to pay?
Repeat that.
On the question to the experts,
Should
the father pay child support before she takes him to court or wait for the court to establish how much to pay?
If, and you guys have your input on it, but if a, well, what do y'all think?
I don't think that you should.
I mean, Kurt.
About what?
What's the question again? Chat question.
Should the father pay child support before she takes him to court or wait till the court establishes how much to pay?
Why would you want to pay child support?
The question is, should you?
Should you?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to send you to jail, if you don't, I guess pay it. But I wouldn't want to pay child support if I don't even get to see my child. So if you can get away with it, don't pay it. But nowadays, I know they, you know, there's like laws for that probably. They could send you to jail.
So you're saying they should or shouldn't?
I don't know. It depends on the law.
This is about before she even takes him to court, so there's no law involved.
The question is, should the father pay child support before the woman take him to court?
Right.
What, so just pay the wife just so she can raise him without him there?
Yes.
Yeah, don't give her any money. No.
And you say, Nick?
Yeah, nothing. Have a wait-and-see attitude on this one. Let them hit you with stuff. You know, don't go out of your way and do it ahead of time.
And you say, Hank?
I don't think that he should give her a red cent.
What do you mean? I absolutely, wholeheartedly know if a woman take a man's children away from him, he should not give her a dime. Not one penny. Because, first of all, she's evil for taking your children. And if she can just take your children like that and walk away from you and you're with your children, she should have to pay it herself, everything. You shouldn't pay a dime. So the answer is no, he should not pay a dime. Don't give her a dime because she left and took your children. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Bolghar Wolf. Jeff. From Ohio, Mark 4:9. Then Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.
Amazing. That's deep. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Marcus G:59. Derek worried about them kids and not God, yet he's a quote-unquote Christian. Laughing face with tears coming out. What a mess.
Derek wanted to respond to that. Derek, you can come and respond to that. Keep going. Thank
you. Okay, Fazul, all shot are paid ops. Follow the money.
Amazing. All what?
Shot or paid ops. I guess all who've been shot. I don't know. It's hard to know. It's hard to know exactly.
I understand what you're saying, but thank you.
Yeah, it's very abbreviated in its language.
Yeah, make it clear.
See you on Morning Jesse Love. You're trying to help the fathers to stop suffering over the children who already resent them. Speedy anchor, Baby Gonzalez's response was amazing. Tan clapping. Hakes, too. You taught them well, LOL. Stay, little Valentine. Each day is Valentine's Day. Musical note and keys and heart and kiss emojis.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ryan says,
amazing.
Ryan, we're going to have to read your super chat and the rest of these later. We got to go to break.
Amazing. Thank you. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pills.net. Thank you. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. This week went by like night and going north. It's already Friday. Isn't that amazing? So a lineup for today. The Hake Report coming up right after my show here at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And he has his shirt, he disavow. Right? Yeah, I disavow.
Yes, I disavow. Calling Derek a monkey who's going to hell.
He a monkey and he going to hell.
Only for the sake of the channels.
Right, I disavow. And the Hake Report. And after that, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. What? I had an interesting, fun discussion with George Withester. Reister the third. George Reister the third. He is a former NFL player and the host of the Unfair Show. I mean, Unafraid Show. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does she obey you?
That's not the dynamic of our relationship. She's an educated woman, too.
Oh my God. Would you want some woman on your football team?
If she's the best person to make me win football games, I do not care.
Really?
Like, no.
Does your mama know you think this way?
Yeah.
Your father knows?
Absolutely.
What the? You speak very well and you're black.
Black men are well-read.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. And you can become a member of the Fallen State. That way you can help support it. Right there on the YouTube channel or Jesse Lee Peterson local. JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. And then we have fellowship on Sunday. All are invited. Fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And 2 p.m. Eastern time. Amazing fellowship. All invited. And then the American Anchor Baby right after the FallenState.tv today. You don't want to miss it. He's on fire. He's a rage baiting. I mean, base. What is it called?
Rage baiting.
Rage baiting. While flying high. He's a pilot, not a DEI pilot, but a Google pilot. You don't want to miss the American Anchor Baby right after the FallenState.tv. And then check out the, it's right after, so the FallenState lasts about an hour at best, and he's come right after that. And then check out Punch of TV last Wednesday episode, brand new episode. Watch this.
You been rage baited?
Yeah. I think I rage baited everybody here.
Derek, could you be rage baited?
No, now that you're saying it.
Want to get rage baited, Derek?
No.
Derek, you made me rage. You're late. Oh, it's because he's black. Whoa, wait, Derek, could you get rage baited?
Rage baited? No.
Whoa. Derek, you're going to hell.
Oh, you got proof?
I heard you're not baptized.
Nah, you're starting to rage bait me.
I heard you got baptized in one of them fake churches.
Ooh. Oh, man, that's grinding my gears.
Nick, you called him a beta? Nick, you called him a monkey?
For the rage bait.
All right. Is that what we're doing now? Right on. Calling me beta, calling me monkey, that doesn't hurt me.
You're a monkey and you're going to hell.
This guy's starting 2026 off with a bang.
Derek, you got a fake baptism, so you're not going to get saved then. You are going to hell.
You don't have that authority. You don't know where you're going.
Are you trying to rage bait me now?
Punching TV. I had never heard of rage baiting until Lucas called the show this morning. So I had not even seen the episode yet. So I was, that's amazing. They didn't come out fighting. Amazing. So check out Punchy TV. All right. And don't forget to support us. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BARN. Or you can mail it in. Make sure to check a money order out to Barn and send it to Barn at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. If you missed that address, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com and get it. rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BARN. And it's deductible. 501c3, all right? Amazing. Thank you all. Derek, you want to respond to this this super chat. Can we reread that super chat?
Yes. Marcus G59, Derek worried about them kids and not God, yet he's a quote-unquote Christian. Laughing with tears coming out. What a mess. What a mess.
What a mess.
Yeah.
How do you respond to that?
Marcus G. That's his name, Marcus G.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should humble your heart. I'm seeing it right now. And it's okay. I used to, well, in fact, I still get prideful at times, but you should definitely humble yourself because you know no scripture, you're a dog. And I just want to read a verse off to him. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. You guys got that? All right. All right. And I've got the NIV version for you so you can understand it. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. So if the Lord's not going to leave you, why would you leave your kids? That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say.
But you're not leaving your kids. They're taken away from you.
You're abandoning your kids. You're not reaching out for them.
But you're not abandoning them. They were taken away.
They're taken away, but you can still, to the best of your ability, reach out. Leave the door open.
You know what I notice about kids when they are being taken away from their fathers? And then if the father is fortunate enough at any point to see the kids?
Yeah.
Even when they're, like, really little, right? And the father is fortunate enough to be with them for a weekend or for a minute or whatever. Those little kids are so bad. I'm like, these little bastard kids, they're so bad. You don't even want to be bothered with them because the mother has changed them so much into her image until you, who want to be bothered with the little bastards? You know what I mean?
I mean, God could say the same thing, but he's merciful, he's graceful.
But who would be bothered with them? They're just like the mama now. They won't sit down.
That's why.
They won't listen. They won't. They're like bad now already when they're like real little.
I mean.
Would you want to be bothered with that?
You could ask God the same question.
Would you want to be bothered with that?
Yeah. You know what? I'll say yes, because God puts up with me, and I'm worse than that kid.
Amazing.
That's why. You got to reach out. You got to love your kids.
Even though they're bad.
Yeah. What are we?
Okay.
We're evil. Without God, of course.
So that's that. That's all I had to say to that guy. Yeah. Repent, you wicked demon.
Wow. Right. I thought you could handle being called, rag. I mean,
a monkey going to hell.
No, rage
baiting.
Rage baiting.
Yeah.
You're reacting.
You can correct people.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay. I didn't put my hands on him.
Right, but your mind is worse than your hands.
Everybody's due for some correction, and nobody's above it. So it's like nobody's Jesus. So it's like it's okay.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay. Let's finish.
All right. The rest of these super chats. All shots are paid off. Follow the money, said Fazul. Sion said that thing about Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Sion.
Ryan, why are Satan's, Ryan T, that is, why are Satan's children so mad that an ICE agent shot a lesbian? She knew better than to be driving through that group of agents?
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's right. Amazing.
Christian Rom says, is a monthly supporter, been a member for 7 months. Support America First candidate so-and-so for governor of Ohio against Indian scammers such-and-such.
Thank you. Amazing.
Larry H. claims, heaven ain't got no Jews, but they do have a Dolph, says Larry H.
What? I don't understand that.
I disavow.
Oh, I disavow. I don't even understand it. Make it clear. Thank you.
Okay. Anthony L. hamburger emoji sticker.
Nice. Thank you.
Eric H. 5 coffees. If a woman waits until marriage and obeys a spiritually strong husband, do their children need to forgive their mother?
Yes. Oh, if she's overcome her anger before she got married, or even after, but before children, if she's truly overcome, then there would be nothing for the kids to forgive, because they would not be, their innocence would not be corrupt. Amazing. Thank you.
Cuckoo Jiao, after we tell our parents we are sorry for hating, how do we deal with them not stopping their thrill of hurting us? How can we spend time around them to honor them, even as they continue to test us?
That's a good question. When you truly forgive them for what they've done, you don't have to hang around with them. You don't owe them anything. You have nothing for them, right, except don't resent them and move on with your life. And to honor your parents simply means don't resent them. They know not what they do. Forgive them, and that's what it means to honor your parents. It doesn't mean you got to take care of them, or you got to be around them if you don't want to, or you got to hang out with them, give them your money or anything. To honor your parents simply means don't resent them. Forgive them. They know not what they do, and move on with your life. Amazing.
Very nice. Thank you, Cuckoo Jiao. Cosmic Bear, Awake Wolf. The answer to the question of the week is...
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
Free will. We are given free will to choose God's will. Animals are of God's will. They do not have free will, says Cosmic Bear, Awake Wolf.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Gustavo, there's a difference. There is a difference. The animal nature...
Between animal nature and human nature.
The animal nature stays the same, and only God can change the human nature. Happy New Year's. Hang loose emoji.
Thank you. Hang loose. Amazing.
Aloha. YouTube commenter with no message. Thank you.
Thank you, YouTube.
Commenter. Fazul, answer to the biblical question.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
Dog just doing dog. Man, man does evil. Devil.
Amazing. Thank you.
Argalunas with a fist bump. A pear emoji with a headband.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I got to stop there for now.
All right.
Thank
we'll
you.
Read the rest later, guys. Thank
you. Amazing.
Y'all.
Thank you. Let me go to Stephen out of Arizona. Stephen, you are on the air.
Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Stephen.
Good. I just had a question. I heard you mention the other day that we shouldn't believe in Jesus. Do you agree with that? That that's something that you believe?
Right. I don't know what you mean about believe in Jesus.
Okay.
Do you believe in Jesus?
I believe in Jesus.
And how do you do something like that?
Well, I believe in that he was a real person, and I believe in his teachings, and I believe he was the Son of God.
So you believe about him?
The teachings of him, yes. I believe about him.
So you don't believe in him, then you believe about him.
Mm-hmm. How could we know the difference?
But do you see that you believe about him, but not in him?
I see that, yeah.
And Jesus, why do you even have the concept of believing in Jesus? Where did it come from?
Probably from the Bible.
There's nowhere in the Bible where it says believe in Jesus.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So where did you get that from?
Well, just from the Bible, just from...
It's not in the Bible.
Okay. So what are we supposed to believe?
You believe the message that he brought, where you can see what he was saying, where you can see it. Then you are going to believe you're going to believe into the messenger that sent him and that was operating in him. Jesus never told anyone to believe in him, but he brought the truth to you. And when you can see that, then you can believe in God.
Right, because it's the message, right?
Yes. And it's not like the physical words of the message, but it's the spirit that's in the message.
And that message came directly from God.
Yeah, it came directly from God through Jesus.
Okay. So what are we supposed to believe about Jesus then?
Nothing.
Think nothing of it?
Right, because when you believe in the spirit of the message, you're going to see and know without a doubt, without even a question, without a thought, that Jesus is your brother and God is your father.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay, I can see that. Makes sense.
Are you doing the silent? And see, the reason you can see it and make sense, because you're seeing the spirit of the message even now, and it's making sense because the spirit of the message is the nature of God, and he's showing you the truth about it. We can't see it without the spirit of God.
That's right. You know, that reminds me of something that Jesus said, too, is that because I believe somebody came to him and they asked him what to do with the scriptures, and he said to just destroy it because it's in the hearts of man. It's not in stone.
Absolutely. It's in the heart.
It's in the
heart.
The
kingdom of heaven is in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it's not in the what?
It's not written in stone. It's in living hearts.
The word made flesh.
Okay, that makes sense. That's clear.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am, yeah.
Every morning and night?
No, I'm not going to. I'll be honest, not every morning. Not every night.
So you're not doing it then?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess not.
What?
Okay.
How will God show you if you don't stay with him? Because if you're not doing a silent prayer, you're drifted off into the darkness of your imagination, and you and evil are one.
Yeah.
Why don't you commit to following what he say? Pick up your cross and follow me. Keep my commandments and follow me. How will you get to really see if you don't do that?
I guess I still love my health.
What a mess.
But it's true, though. There's really only two choices.
Yep, stay in your hell or come out of it.
Right.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have, yeah.
Right on. All right.
I went to it. Damn, appreciate it. I've been listening for a long time.
Right on.
But
what?
Keep doing what you're doing. I'm glad to see you still going strong.
All right. Well, you go to practice staying present. You want to live you want to stay, keep your mind where your body at 24 hours a day. So when you go in and out, come back to your body because your body is in the present. and you will always be with the Father. And the truth will always be revealed to you. It'll be amazing.
Appreciate that, Jesse. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Stay with it.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Noah out of Michigan. Noah, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse? Good to hear from you again.
Thank you, Noah.
Yeah. So I listened to your show yesterday and the day before. I mean, I called in yesterday, but and the day before I didn't call in. But I heard you talk about the idea that you know that you'll have fake friends out there and they'll betray you, and they're pretty much out to destroy you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I kind of have to agree with what you said after, thinking about it in a very logical way, because, after absorbing what you said, I see a lot of truth into it now, because, a few months ago, I had a dose of reality of that,
Yeah.
I kind of had a dose of that. So I had a really good friend of mine. Okay. Somebody that I've been friends with for years. Okay. And, me and him got into a disagreement. He was asking me for somebody's phone number. And I was warning him about him, saying like, hey, this person is bad news. You don't want to be around this person. And instead of taking my, warning seriously, he made fun of me. He insulted me and all that stuff. So in response, I called him a homophobic slur. Yes. And I'm sure you know which one. And because of that, he threatened to cut my throat.
Wow.
Yeah. He threatened to cut my throat. And then I told him, hey, you're not going to do that, man. I know you, but I know you're better than that. Like, why are you talking like that? And instead of me giving in, I just kept calling him one because, I don't know. I was just kept kind of antagonizing him. I probably shouldn't have done that.
You should not never argue with the devil in your mind or in others.
I should, I should have let him learn for himself.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The problem with the other guy is, he's a homosexual, okay? And there's no problem with him being a homosexual, but he became friends with me for the purpose of trying to get with some of my friends. And I didn't know he was a homosexual until after that,
Well, don't be mad at your friend. You don't have to hang out with him anymore, but don't judge him. Don't be mad at him. But now that you see, and also the same way that human beings betray you, the same thing happened with the thoughts. They pretend to be your friends, and then you trust them, and they betray you. And so the point about that story was, in the same way that human beings betray you, it's the same way that the thoughts would do, too. So stop listening to the thoughts, all right?
You're right.
And so don't hold anything against your friend that threatened you. I wouldn't recommend you hang out with him anymore unless—
I haven't hung out with him
because of time. Okay. But make sure you're not angry at him. He's blind and cannot see, so don't judge him.
No, he kind of betrayed me after that, actually. He told everybody all my dirt.
See that? Yeah. So be grateful for that and move on. But because of time, I got to run. All right? Call me again, Noah. Call me again.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
You too, buddy. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Bulgar Wolf bought another coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. What if it's the father leaving because the mother is of the devil? Should he pay child support then? If she's not the one taking the kids, he's leaving.
What?
What if it's the father leaving because the mother is of the devil, so he just leaves? And should he pay child support then?
If he leaves the family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he should pay child support then, voluntarily?
I don't understand that question, to be honest. If the father leaves the family,
mm-hmm.
Should the father leave and just pay the woman money to take care of the kids?
If the mother is not trying to keep your children away from you, absolutely. He should pay if he leaves.
Thank you, Bogart Wolf.
Thank you. You can call me, and maybe I can make it a little clearer, because I may not be understanding the question clearly. Thank you. But don't do any ifs. Have a wait and see. Okay.
Mr. Heat says, in Derek's defense, be led by the spirit and truth, not by man. Every situation is unique to the father's plan. My father never stopped trying to see his children. He endured to be in my life until it came to pass according to God's will. Children need their father's abandonment. It should never be an option. So grateful to have been raised by my father, by my high school years. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Men don't leave their children. Males do, says N. Heat.
Thank you. Noah, somebody told me to tell you that your temptation to antagonize your friend made you a fake friend in your head as well. So, yeah, because you're not supposed to be doing that to people. So you were fake as he was fake. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, N. Heaton. Thank you, Groovy Monkey, Games Direct, Potleaf, Kid Combo 1, Triple Order 5000, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew.
Thank you. That was for Noah, the other.
Yeah, that message. Shout out to Noah.
Yeah, shout out, Noah.
Shout out to the Pilled crew getting the scratch-offs right on.
Shout out. Thank you all.
Shout out to Jules Verne, Slave to Him, and the rest of you guys, Pure Blood, Bass Berserker, and everybody on the on the Rumble crew. What's up, guys?
Thank you all. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to the YouTuber supporters. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Amazing. I am so out of time. I continue paying child support. I'm so out of time. Call me back on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The Hate Report is coming now, and then the FallenState.tv, and then the American Anchor Babe, and then church on Sunday. Support us so that we can continue to do our work. Thank you all in advance. Have an amazing weekend, and stay with it, no matter what. Stay with it. Do the silent prayer, revealingtheman.com/silent prayer. I can't believe this time went by like that. 3 hours are gone already. What a mess. Take care, folks. Bye. Patrick out of Georgia. Ray out of Hampton. Jaime out of Minnesota. I'm out of time. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-2663.